to the US next, where the president has said it's highly unlikely he will fire the head of the US central bank, hours after asking lawmakers whether he should sack him. Stock markets, the dollar and US bonds had slipped and then went back up. Donald Trump has been critical of Jerome Powell for not cutting interest rates. He's called him a knucklehead and claimed he was doing a lousy job. Miles McCormick is with us. He's US economics correspondent with the Financial Times. Miles, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What's going on here? Why does the man in charge of the US want the man in charge of the dollar to go?
Well, basically, Gavin, this all stems from Trump's desire for lower interest rates. The Fed cut interest rates last year, but has had them on hold since December, and has said that until it gets a bigger picture of the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs on the US economy and on inflation in the US, it's going to keep them where they are. This has frustrated Trump, largely because he sees it as driving up the cost of US debt payments, and he wants the Fed to take action. And he's got increasingly aggressive in his broadsides at Jay Powell, the Fed governor, over the last 6 months, calling him, as you said there, a numbskull. He's also called him a mule and a moron. And yeah, as you say, it ratcheted up a gear this week because Trump brought a bunch of Republican congressmen into a room and asked them, should he go ahead and take this unprecedented step of firing the chair of the Fed?
Why unprecedented? Can he sack him?
Well, so this is a key question, Gavin. Historically, it hasn't happened before. No US president has ever fired a chair of the Fed. And it's kind of an open question constitutionally what the president's powers are in this regard. I mean, the Supreme Court said specifically earlier this year that the Fed should be treated differently from other agencies where the president has broad powers of firing their officers. But Trump can fire him in theory if he can find cause. And that would need to be some form of negligence or gross misconduct. And the White House has been looking to build a case in the background over the last while that Powell got into a form of gross misconduct with renovations that have been ongoing at the Fed, kind of multi-billion, $2.5 billion renovation that's happening. The White House argues that Powell has grossly mismanaged this, that there's kind of ostentatious embellishments to the building. And it seems that this is what they're kind of relying on as they build a case as to why they would be justified in theory in removing Powell.
Why would Jerome Powell want to stay if he's being undermined like this?
Well, I suppose it's fundamental to US monetary policy that the Fed is independent and that you have a chair of the Fed who is independent from the kind of cut and thrust of day-to-day politics. So for Powell, I suppose it's a sense of duty. It's the idea that if he does go, you kind of take a step that can't be undone, you kind of ring a bell that can't be unrung, and you kind of undermine the credibility of the Fed going forward. In a way that'd be hugely detrimental, not just to US monetary policy, but to financial stability globally.
Yeah, I mean, what would happen if Trump gets his way and gets to put in his man or his woman? What would be the impact on the rest of us?
Well, I mean, as we saw yesterday, markets fluctuated wildly when traders were kind of weighing the possibility of this happening. Dollar slid, bond markets, stock markets oscillated. So there'd be huge instability in the markets, and that could be exacerbated if Powell, as is likely, pushes back and kind of takes the matter to court, because there'd be enormous uncertainty over the future direction of travel there. But if Trump was to go ahead and remove Powell and put in someone that is more amenable to what he wants to do, i.e. slashing rates, there would be a sense that there is a yes man at the Fed, that there is kind of someone at the wheel who will just do the president's bidding. And that could have huge impacts on inflation generally. I mean, the reason the Fed has been reluctant, as I mentioned earlier, to cut rates is because we could be seeing a surge in inflation in the US over the next while as a result of Trump's tariffs. And if there wasn't an independent body with a mandate to try and curb that through the use of interest rates, things could get could get quite messy. And I mean, it's important to kind of emphasize that it's ordinary Americans who would ultimately suffer if inflation started spiraling, quite aside from the impact on traders and investors and markets more broadly. It's folks on farms and working in steel mills across the kind of middle of the country that would be on the kind of ultimate receiving end.
Miles McCormack, thank you. Miles is a US economics correspondent with the Financial Times.